part three of the healing journey of becoming your phenomenal self. So I was talking, just to recap what I was talking about in part one, I was saying we've got three, the mind, the body, and the spirit. If they're working in unison and working together, you are thriving. And then in my part two, I spoke about, well, when you are away from this unison, it means you've gone away from who you truly are. I gave my own story of being fired and having to go back to what choices had I made that led me to where I was. And then I spoke about the ego not wanting you to be the in the divineness of you and how it shows up in your life. And that when you are in ego land, the spirit doesn't thrive. You are depressed, you are anxious, you are in survival mode. When the spirit thrives, you are in thriving mode. And I showed up and told you, if you want more resources, is look at what happened to you and look at the book about building, breaking the habit of yourself. I even spoke about what Dr. Joe Dispenza, and if I need to find this now, is he talks about when the spirit is alive, when the spirit is not alive, where you are in mode of creativity or thriving mode, when you are in the mode of survival. So in the mind, you are surviving. If you allow the mind to be the boss, you're surviving. So just to break it down further, the mind wants to be the boss. It says, I'm the boss. And when the you allow the mind to be the boss, that's the death of you. And I allowed the mind to be the boss. And I'm not saying my mind let me down, but at some point I was not thriving. And when you're not thriving, you're not in God's land. I had this little girl who's looking at me as a mother, and what am I teaching her? I'm like teaching her to be a people pleaser, which I was a chronic people pleaser. I would leave my own things and put money and my energy and time on other people. I mean, I'm still a little bit of a people pleaser, but sure, thank God. One of the things I've learned now is why I didn't love myself enough. And why I didn't love myself enough, I didn't think I was good enough. I didn't think I was beautiful. I didn't believe in myself. I didn't believe that I was all these things I am. And when that started happening, I started becoming dark. Now I could see how these things had piled on, and I could see why they piled on. I went to jobs that I needed. I became somebody else. I remember a job I did for 8 years. A woman told me I was a square peg in a round hole. And I wanted to be a round hole. And I wanted to eat at other people's tables. And I wanted to be like this person. And I forgot that, you know, this part, this physical part, you know, we've got a unique print. We all have unique fingerprints. We all have a DNA. And the DNA can tell you you belong to this family, but it's unique to you, okay? Nobody has that DNA. You can have a familial DNA. You can show the relationship between one or two, but you all have a unique. Your blood type, yes, you can share it with other people, but you have your blood type. You have a distinct way of your unique self, but the way we show up in the world is not unique. I mean, imagine a lion saying, I don't want to be a lion today. Today I want to be a chicken. Really? First of all, the lion is born a certain way. Chickens, they eat grain. Lions eat animals. Now you want to be a chicken. So that's why we lose ourselves. We come as this big, wonderful human, and then we want to become chickens. A lion becoming a chicken Seriously, a lion eats a chicken for a snack. And that's what happens to us as human beings. I have never seen a zebra wanting to be anything but a zebra. They've got natural instinct. Ants, imagine an ant saying, I want to be a bird. Like, really? So that's, think about it that way. The ego is saying you need to become this version of yourself in order to belong, in order to be loved. And that's how we've been brought up. We've been brought up in communities to say, you do not belong. You are abandoned. You are thrown away when you want to belong, want to be yourself. You squash that voice down and become robotic. We are not robotic. We are meant to thrive. When I hear that word, not robotic. And that's what I struggled with. I really struggled in my life because all I wanted to do was belong. And I just would feel like an outsider. I felt most of my life, I felt like an outsider. I was an outsider looking in. I would struggle socially, even though I came across it as extrovert. I had such social anxiety because one of the things that I thought is people would reject me for who I am. And so I would come covered up in clothes of, hi, meanwhile, I was dying inside. And finding myself the person I am, I've realized I am an introvert, extrovert. Yes, I can socialize. Yes, I can have a wonderful time outside, but deep inside of me, I'm a nerd. I'm a loving my space, loving coming home, loving talking to my daughter when she wants to talk to me, loving sitting with my now not so big puppy, loving my family, loving doing this. That's my passion. But before, I'd be the party girl, I'd be the like the person who's like, hey, is everybody happy? Meanwhile, everybody's happy, but I'm not happy. I'm struggling. Now, if you ask me, I'm happy. Why am I happy? Because I've gone back to the part of myself that I know God wanted me to be. Am I 100% happy all the time? Of course not. Of course not. I'm in between, sometimes happy, sometimes I'm like, I'm not feeling okay, but I'm accepting those parts of me that are sad. And I'm realizing where the sadness comes from. I'm realizing that there's still a part of me that needs to heal. What parts of me need to heal? Parts of myself that I'm telling to myself, parts of my conversation I'm having internally, because we do live in the internal mode, and I have to get out of the internal mode and then go back to my alignment. And as you learn to get out of what you were, the past of who you are, to the present moment, you will also learn that God is not in the past, God is not in the future, God resides in your present moment. And that's why sometimes I can't hear God, because I've wandered into the past. I've wandered into, oh my God, I wish I had not had that conversation with that person. I'm sitting, regurgitating the conversation, thinking, what a stupid idiot I was. That's the past. Or I'm feeling guilty because I said something to my daughter that I shouldn't have. That's the past. Or I'm working forward, which I do so often. God, when am I going to start making the money? God, you said I must do this. Now what's going on? I am not in my present moment where I can hear God clearly and get away from my past. So healing for me means you need to go back to the past to understand why you are here. But if you're going to continue living in the past, unfortunately, you're going to be not creating a future for yourself, because all you can is creating the same habits and choices, which I'm like, guys, do try and read this book, because yeah, it's full of technological stuff and it's full of words that you think, oh, I can't understand. Find the meaning in that. Find the chapters is the stuff that is so good. If you want to know what happened to you in the past, go back to this book. You don't have to read all of them. Just go back and listen to podcasts. Listen to people talk about it. You know, the internet has democratized information. And yes, you're going to have to pick and choose which people you want to listen to. I've just seen like Dr. Joe Dispenza is on TikTok. And sometimes I couldn't understand what he was saying to me. The other person who I think you want to go to is a guy called Michael Beckwith. I don't know how to pronounce it. Really lovely and breaks down. The other people I've been to is Mind Valley. You know, the problem with Mind Valley is they charge in dollars, but whatever I learned there has been of such great use for me that I've taken their lessons and I've really, really put them in my mind and they've helped me. The other people who have really been helpful for me are guys called Authentic Living with Mandy and her husband, who's Oliver. Oliver, they're also on Instagram, on TikTok, and they'll give you like 1 minute, but once you go into their programs, again, definitely love their programs, but they're dollar-based. If you have that dollar-based, fine, but if you're not, go listen to their free free TikTok, free Instagram, and start understanding that you are not your mind. You are not who you think you are. You are just living your mind. You are in a vacuum of space in your mind, and that creates stories that deprives you from who you truly are. And if you want to heal, you gotta go back, heal your past, heal that inner child who needs to know that the things that happened to her, the pains and struggles, will help. But once you understand that, you will understand what happened and how can you start living a life of authenticity, of being your phenomenal self. Doesn't mean you are not going to have ups and downs. You will, but with understanding what your ups and downs are, with understanding with the lens of what happened to me and where am I going and what these ups and downs mean, they're just challenges to help you become a better version of yourself. If you understand those are your challenges and what they're asking you to do, they're asking you to overcome your thinking, to start thinking in a way that works for you. The current thinking is not working for you. You've got to let it go. You've got to say, this is not working for me. I've got to find a way that works for me. And so that's the last part of this podcast. I hope you're enjoying it. And I just wanted to read something that I've seen and is be still and know that I am God. This is Psalm 46. Verse 10. I'm going to read it maybe just to remind ourselves. Be still and know I'm God. Be still and know that I'm God is a verse from Psalm 46, verse 10. The verse is a popular way to comfort oneself and others. Psalm says, it means to be in awe of God rather than to rest and relax. Other sections of the psalm suggest taking time to meditate on scripture and listen to God. So take time to start listening to God, because God is who is going to lead you to the right path. The mind will try and bully you and tell you that's not right. But when you are sitting in stillness and sitting in wonder or sitting in nature or even having a bubble bath or a bath, just take time to go inside yourself. What else works for me is journaling your thoughts down, listening to music, listening to talking and walking in prayer, exercising. Doing things that feel like they're brought to God. Yesterday, I just sat in the evening I was feeling a bit down because I was struggling with something, and just taking and looking at the sky and looking up in the stars and the moon, and I thought, I'm surrounded by beauty. I'm surrounded by amazingness. And I'm amazing. And I'm going to start believing in my amazingness. And when I go back and I hear myself going back to I'm a failure, I raise myself and I go, I'm thriving. I'm beautiful. I'm meant to thrive. I'm meant to succeed. It brings me back to the present moment. Have a wonderful time, and thank you again for listening to me. Mwah.